Tov, everyone, we are up to page 137 over here. Simen Kuf Samen Ches Sif Yud Aleph. Before entering into one of the more complicated sugyas, amongst the complicated sugyas of Passover Bekissin, we'll get into donuts today. First, we have a continuation from yesterday. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis very quickly. We talked out of yesterday the three different dinim of Chavitza. The three different dinim over here, whether it was cooked, whether it was nidbak, or nothing happened at all, and how something, what we discussed yesterday, is how something can lose its status of bread. Okay, it was bread. Is it possible that something can lose its status of bread? That's how we talked yesterday. In the continuation of that, today we see over here in Yud Aleph that not only cooking could make it lose its status as pachos mikazayis, there are other things that will make it halachically similar to cooking, even though these are not cooking on any level. But nevertheless, it's going to lose its source of pas so much that it's going to lose its status of bread also. Sif Yud Aleph tells us, Yesh mi she'omer de perurim shenosnim b'mayim. V'amayim mislavni machmas ha'perurim. If you put perurim that are pachos mikazayis into water, and the water is going to turn white, machmas this perurim, all the way to Risa de Nahama, it's going to lose its status of bread, it's going to lose its form of bread, like the Ramal writes over, Ki'ilo mar Teresa, Kolomar Toar Halechem. It's not going to look so much like bread anymore. Therefore, Vein Mevarech Halel, Borei Minuzonos, U'Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. You're only going to make a Borei Minuzonos and Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. Similarly, says the Mechaber in Yud Beis, Yesh Misha Omer, Shepasa Sharui B'Yayin Adom, Einem Mevarech Halel, Borei Minuzonos, U'Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. If you just soak bread, why do they do this? I'm not sure, but they soak bread in red wine, and also is going to make it. Stavka red wine, the Mr. Bro points out over here, not white wine. It's going to lose its Tarisin and Nahama, and therefore it's going to be Borei Minazonos, Bracha Achas Main Shalosh. Venira, Shein Dvar Amurin, O Peperurim, O Peproso, Shein, Vachol Achas, Kazayis, both, Sif Yud Alf and Yud Beis, this is not going to be better than cooking. Cooking, we said, is only going to make it lose its bread if it's Pachos Mikazayis. So to over here, soaking in water or in red wine is going to be the same thing, only by things that are pachos mikazayis. A couple of Mishnah Berurahs over here says the Mishnah Berurah Sikkot Samach Dal, which I told you before, Davka Adom, only red wine, Umashum Shkem Mishnis Adam Apas, Al Yidei Ayayin Oven Mimeno Toar Lechem. When you turn the bread red over here with the red wine, it's going to make it even more. That is not going to look like bread, and therefore it's going to lose its Toar Lechem, and it's going to lose its status of Hamotzi Lechem Mina Aretz. Then we get into interesting over here in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Look inside Sikkot and Samach Hey. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here at the end, four lines from the end. It says Vim Kavanaso Rak Bishvil Ayayin Shebo VeApas Barak Lematek Ashtia. If you really want to drink wine and the bread is there only Lemateket Ashtia, it's only to make the drinking a more pleasurable experience. Nasa Apas Tofel Ayayin. There could be certain instances where even bread could become a tuffle. We're not going to talk about a length over here. Sometimes even bread, if it's an absolute tuffle, where you don't really care about the bread at all, just like we saw by the Rikikin Dakin a couple days ago, we saw the Rikikin Dakin could become tuffel when it's just there as a thing that's not make your hand not dirty. And therefore you're going to make bread briagafen. V'hini lefiza. More lemaisa case that might happen. Something's having a cup of coffee with some type of mezona, some cake that he's going to dip in his coffee, a cookie that he's going to dip in his coffee. Lean in shtias kavi, coffee, anog beinenu, shetovlim bok paskisnen. You're going to dip some pasava bekisnen into the coffee. Visham, halokavaraso, gambish fiel shneim. In this case, he really wants both of them. He wants the cookie and he wants the coffee, and he likes them together, so he's going to dip it in. Nira gankein de nachunhu, shekodem sheberach ala paskisnen, yevarach ala coffee, shahakol, viishtemach. He says over here, you saw someone of a suffix over here because although you're going to be eating it together, they're also individually, mutually exclusive chashuv over here where he really wants to drink them also. So he wants the coffee and he wants the cake. He happens to be dipping it in also. So he says before you go ahead and dip it, he says, first make the bracha on the coffee and go ahead and drink. That's what he said. And then you'll make the bracha on the paskis and after. We'll talk about it in a second. The yoter tov, but even better eitzah is the following. Shiyavarech mitchil ala paskis and levad below shriya. First make the bracha on the cookie and the cake before dipping in coffee. The acher kach yavarech mitchil al ma'atzukar bircha shahakol altsia coffee. And then take a little bit of sugar. Or take something else as shahakol that's not the coffee and make a bracha on that. So he sees over here, since it's somewhat of a suffix when you're dipping the coffee in the cookie in the coffee, you have somewhat of a suffix over here. Is it just going to be Bari Minim Zonos? For sure you're going to have to make Bari Minim Zonos because you want the cookie. The question is, do you also have to make a bracha on the coffee? Sounds like the Mishnah Berurah says over here, there's a good side to saying you should be really making a bracha also on the coffee. So therefore, either before making the Bari Minim Zonos, make the shakol niyabidvar on the coffee over here, or take a separate shakol. Why doesn't he say to make the bracha on the coffee in the cookie first? Marim Zonos comes before shakol. Make the bracha on the coffee and then dip it in together before you actually eat them together. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah over here that he would hold that once you make the Bari Minim Zonos on the cookie, since your real intention is to eat them together and dip it in together, you would be potered from the bracha of shakol niyabidvar also on the side to say that it's tuffle to the cookie, that you would not be able to make the bracha on the coffee anymore. So you have two options. Either before making the Bari Minim Zonos, you could go ahead and say shakol niyabidvar on the coffee before you potered it, or you have to take a separate shakol. But to make the bracha on the shahakol on the coffee after the mezonos, that the Mishnah Berurah sounds like would not be okay, because it is a tzad to say it's already patterned, since your kavana is to eat them together. When you make the bracha on the mezonos, you already patterned the coffee already first. So those are your two options over here. So to any other case where you're going to have a similar case where you have a suffix, give him two brachas, one bracha, but this is not really the time to talk about Iker and the Tuffle over here. We'll get to that at a future time. Let's move into Sifya Gimel, which is our Iker Sugi over here. One of the most complicated. Let's try and break this down as easy as possible. Okay? Based on a Mishnah in Challah. Based on a Mishnah in Challah, okay, it teaches us the following. That, really, just like, someone could be Chayav in Challah, okay? Just as usually, it's Tali Hu Abaha, Birkas Amotzi in Challah. When you make Challah, you're also Chayav in Challah if you do enough of a Shir. Okay? So, Rabbeinu Tam basically also says they go hand in hand. However, based on the Mishnah, look inside the Mechaber, he says over here, Yesh Mishomer, Shepasa Sharui, Afilu Dvar Shablilaso Ava. Even if you start with a Blila Ava, you have a thick dough, right? We said before, bread is basically a thick dough, and then you bake it. Those are the two parts of the bread process. You mix flour and water, and you bake it. All outside of that is generally not bread. Either if you make a thin dough, it's usually not going to be bread. And if you don't bake it, you boil it, it's also not going to be bread. Okay? Or you fry it, for that matter, which is more going to be connected to what we're talking about over here. So he says like this, Afilu davar shebelilaso ava, even if you have a thick dough, im bishlo tigna ein mevarach aleha, amotzi afilu sheish alav toris naham. I'm sorry, I said Rabbeinu Tam. This is the shita of the Rambam, the Rash, that holds that if you're going to have a thick dough, even as long as your kavani is to fry it afterwards, which is anti-bread, it's going to lose its status of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. It's not going to get hamotzi based on the Mishnah over there. Okay? It's going to be pater and challah. It's also going to be pater and hamotzi lechem. It's not going to get hamotzi lechem min haaretz. The birkas hamotzi. Ein halach ela acher shasafia. It only goes after shasafia over here. And therefore, he says, you are not going to have to make hamotzi lechem. So the first day over here in the Shulchan Aruch, the Sheet of the Rambam, let's call it, Sheet of the Rash, holds that as long as you are planning on frying the dough, which is basically a donut, okay? You'll have flour and water. It's baked into a nice, thick dough. But then you are going to fry it. Instead of bake it, you're going to fry it. That's a donut, okay? Donut, we'll see soon, has other things added in it also, which is going to be a very important nafkamina. But that's basically what it's got over here. So now over here, according to this shita, it's going to be borei minim in zonos. Not only is it going to be borei minim in zonos, even if you're kovea suda on it, it is so not like bread, it's like a maisa kadeira. Therefore, even if you're kovea suda, you're not going to have to make hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That's the shita of the Rambam. Okay? The shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham, he takes it even one step further. Okay? Pashtus, according to the Rambam, the way he understands the Mishnah, the way the Rash understands the Mishnah, if you at the beginning thought, when you made the thick dough, you were planning on baking it, and then afterwards you change your mind, you know what, I'm not in the mood for bread, I'm in the mood for a donut, and you end up deep frying it, you would be chayv to say amotzi lechem min haaretz, because that was your das. When you made it into a thick dough, according to the Rambam and the Rash, you would say, you would be chayv in challah now, and you'll be chayv in amotzi lechem min haaretz. However, the sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham is it doesn't matter. Challah and amotzi are two separate dinim. Even if you're going to be chayv in challah, Nevertheless, Amotzi always goes after the end product. And if you end up frying it, no matter what your kavana was, you are still going to make Borei Minei Mezonos on it, no matter what you do to it. Okay? That's the shita of Yirei Meir Ben Yerachim. That's all within this first shita over here in the Mechaber. Then he brings on shitas Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, V'yesh Cholkim. Okay? V'yesh Cholkim is shitas Rabbeinu Tam, who holds, even if you end up frying it, even if you're right, since you made a thick dough, it's going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz. Once you turn it into a thick dough, even if you're planning on frying it, if you end up frying it, it is still going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz. V'yesh cholkim v'yomri. Should call tchiloso isa'ava once you make it into a thick dough. Afilu rikika achar kach b'mayim v'asa sufganim. Even if you boil it in water, even if you go ahead and fry it, the bracha is going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So that is a tremendous machlokas over here between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Is it going to be Rabbeinu Zaz when you fry a thick dough? Or is it going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz like Rabbeinu Tam? How do we paskin alach lamaisa? Says the Mechaber, skip the two words of the Ramah right now. We'll come back to them in a second. V'yirei shemayim yotzi yedei shneim. Says the Mechaber that we leave it as somewhat of a suffix, and a Yirei Shemayim should be Yotzei Boshitas. And therefore, V'lo Yochal Ela Al Yidei Shivarech Alechem Acher Tchila. According to the Pashas of the Mechaber over here, you would have to make Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz on a separate piece of bread in order to Yotzei Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Only eat it amongst the Suda in order to get out of this big suffix in this Machlokas in the Rishonim. Once again, we have one sign that says it's going to be Borinu Minir Zoros. Automatically. Another sheet that Rabbeinu Tam says is going to be Motzi Lechem Min Haaretz. We're sort of stuck. Says the Mechaber, take a piece of bread, wash on a separate piece of bread, make a motzi on a separate piece of bread, and you're going to be all good. Okay? That's what you do. However, if you notice over here, the two words that we skipped over here in the Ramah, he says over here, V'nagu l'hakel. He says the minig is to be makel over here. He says the minig is to be makel over here. That means that you could be samach on the shita that says to go ahead and say, Borei Minei Mezonos. To go ahead and say Borei Minei Mezonos. Now, there is a Mishnah Berurah over here that says, in Sikkur Nayin Hay, quotes the Magen Avram, and says that it's all totally on if you're going to eat Kadei Sviya or not. If you're going to eat Kadei Sviya, once you're Machmer, then to wash, because then we get into the Daraisa, Savik, like we talked many times already. But only if you don't hear Kadei Sviya, then you can be Samech on the Sheet of the Rambam, and go ahead and make Borei Minei Mezonos. Now that is, up until this point, fried dough. Okay, you have dough, you fry it or cook it. It looked like bread before, and instead of putting it in the oven, you fried it. There's one difference now between this and what is you're going to get at the Dunkin' Donuts, or whatever, Krispy Kreme, whatever it is, the donuts you're going to have, and that is, like we talk about it up until now, it's not just bread and water in your donuts. You have a lot of sweet stuff going to be added to it. So even if you had gone ahead and baked the donut, okay, that's probably not going to be so good, okay, even if you would bake the donut instead of fry it, it's still not going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, because at the end of the day, it's going to be pasa b'avikisnet. So therefore, even for svarim, if you're not just plain dough fried, they would still say borei minei mezonos on the donut. Okay, you're still going to say borei minei mezonos. However, the nafka mina between the Ashkenaz and svarim should be, even though the Magen Avraham over here says, if you're going to have a shir kviya suda, then one to be machmer, many poskim are makel over here, like Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim, like we said before. Shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, no matter what you're going to do, no matter what you're, if you're going to fry that bread, okay, if you're going to fry the dough, it's going to automatically bring it in his arms, even if you're koveya suda ala. And that is seems to be the minag of the Ashkenazim, that even if you're going to you're going to get a dozen donuts. And a dozen donuts, you still have room to be makel to say borei minei mezonos. Is it sad to be makel? Is it sad to go ahead and make a wash on a piece of bread? Would be a good team, Boshus, Borena Rabbeinu Rav Shlita. Okay? However, for Svardim on the other hand, Lechora, what would come out Lemaisa though, and this would be the Navkamina, if the Svardim get the dozen donuts, they're going to have to wash and bench on those donuts if they want to go ahead and eat it, because they are machmer. We say over here, Yirei Shemayim in general should be machmer, that's by fried dough. But if you're going to have a shir kviya suda of the pasav abekisnin, then you're going to have to go ahead and make hamotzi alechem mina aretz on it. However, l'maisa, Rav Avadya, I can't get into the whole cheshbon. It's a complicated cheshbon over here. Rav Avadia and Chazon Avadia still says that even for Svardim, even if they're going to be Kovei Asuda on the donuts, for sure, better for them to wash in a piece of bread. But if they don't have a piece of bread, they would still end up saying Borei Mine Mizonos and Al Michya, and not to go ahead and wash and bench. So even for Sardin, there's a sad to say that it's going to still be Borei Mine Mizonos. Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll go into the next part of the Ramah, and we'll see then about lakshin, about noodles and stuff like that, why those stay Borei Mine Mizonos. It's very much connected to what we talked about today. We'll mamshich tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem, have a great day.